You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. You know, when I first saw this on the schedule, I thought, oh dear, I'm going to be in big trouble. But now that I have a little better idea of what this organization is all about, boy, how important is this in today's society?
I think it's a great group to have out there for girls and for them to find their voice and become empowered and know that that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Catherine Carey. She's a communications and digital marketing coordinator for Girl Talk, Inc. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you, Catherine. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy, so grateful for you swinging by and giving us some time. So before we get into conversation about the important work of Girl Talk, take a quick second to tell us a bit about you and your background.
Sure. Well, I'm originally from Louisiana, came to Atlanta for college, went to Oglethorpe University and graduated last May. Actually, an Oglethorpe career fair is where I met Carol. Mm-hmm. So we were there and kind of just shared our backgrounds and our experiences. And she invited Girl Talk to be on the show and we're just grateful for the opportunity. So I studied English and did a lot of theater and music while I was there. But in my English studies, especially, had a lot of work and did a lot of research with sort of a feminist bent. And that gave me a lot of the passions that I already had or helped build those passions. And then when the Girl Talk job came along, it just was kind of the right place, the right time, and happened to be the perfect job that combined sort of my personal and professional passions.
Tell us a little bit more about Girl Talk.
Sure. So we are an international nonprofit. We are in a total of 10 countries and in 48 U.S. states. And we offer leadership development programs for middle school and high school girls. So it's really a girl-run, girl-led program based around peer-to-peer mentoring chapters. So the high school girls will start a chapter in their community to kind of mentor the middle school girls in their area, help them through those tough times. And at the same time, they get a really unique leadership experience and platform to they're doing the lesson plans for the meeting, they're organizing community service projects, they're developing those one-to-one relationships with the girls and with the whole chapter. So it's a really wonderful and unique opportunity for them.
I can tell you, when I look back on my youth, which was now, as you can tell, a long, long time ago, the one thing that I did not do and I regret significantly was seek out mentors. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I had a good family life and I went to good schools and I had good teachers, but I wish I had done more in terms of seeking out mentors or going into like apprenticeships and just really learning things. Mm-hmm. Talk about why having a mentor, someone that you can, it's not mom or dad or
right.
brother,
right.
but someone that you can go to for help and guidance and helping you steer in the right direction. Why is that so important?
I think it's incredibly important, especially for girls, especially at this age, kind of middle school and high school, to know that they have someone that they can talk to about what they're experiencing, that they don't have to have any shame about experiencing these feelings or relationships or anything like that, that it's someone that they can talk to who, you know, won't have any judgment, won't cast any judgment on them. That's what we're about, is the
right.
unconditional love, no judgment zone kind of thing. So just having someone who is not as deeply invested emotionally in your life as your parent might be, and kind of wanting, of course, your mentor would want the best for you, but they have a different perspective. And I think as you continue through your life, those relationships are really important personally and professionally. It's just people who can have been there, done that, got the t-shirt kind of thing.
Right.
And they can say, yes, you know, you're on the right track. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. You're going to be fine. And let me help you along the way. This is what helped me. This is what didn't help me. Right. You know, this is what I would do differently.
That's the most important
that kind of thing. And so learning, you know, you get to help someone else learn from your mistakes or your regrets or whatever they are. And I think having a mentor is really important in those ways, and also to see kind of a bigger picture, just in all ways, professionally and personally and academically, whatever, in whatever way, to see possibilities that you may not see are out there.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I guess I'm just thinking, you know, for girls or parents or mm-hmm. teachers or, you know, whoever listening to the show that's like, oh, this is a great idea. You know, how do they get involved and how do they bring Girl Talk to their school?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the most common questions that we get. So Girl Talk is a program that is available for anyone in any community. It doesn't have to be a school. We do have a lot of chapters that are in schools, both public and private. But really, you can check us out on the website, which, I mean, I'm sure we'll do that at the end, mm-hmm. but it's mygirltalk.org. And we have information about how to start a chapter, And that is kind of our primary program at this time that goes year-round. So chapters in schools, all you need to get started is a high school leader, an adult advisor, and a meeting location. That can be a school, place of worship, community center, anything like that, any kind of safe, common location that is easily accessible. The program is completely free, like I said, accessible for anyone in any community. And that's really how you get started. And we'll process your application and do the background checks for the safety and well-being of all our participants.
Right, good.
And then you're on your way, and we provide a curriculum. So, a group of lessons that the girls kind of base their meetings around, and then resources and support for the chapter and the leaders.
That sounds outstanding.
Yeah. Really organized.
It's not one of those you just download a two-page kit and here's how you do it. There's a lot more to that, which adds to the substance of the importance of it. Right. So great stuff. All right, Catherine, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ty Pennington here. Are you shopping for a new home? Then I'm guessing you have a checklist of things you want in that home, right? Make sure guaranteed energy savings and comfort are at the top of that list. And you can do that by making sure your new home is a Right Choice home. Right Choice Homes are brought to you by Jackson EMC and come with a 3-year warranty that guarantees heating and cooling costs. Plus, you'll get a lower electric rate that will save you money every month. Do your homework. Visit jacksonemc.com/rightchoice.
All right, we're back with Catherine Carey of Girl Talk.
So over the break, we were talking about spring and summer events. You want to tell us a little bit about camp?
I would love to. So Girl Talk Camp is our annual summer camp. It'll be the first week of June here in Atlanta at Holy Innocents Episcopal School. And really, it is kind of Girl Talk in a week. So you don't have to be part of a chapter or any of our other programs to be part of the camp. It's for rising 4th through 8th grade girls. And it's that first week in June. And really, it's so that they can build relationships and kind of expand their horizons and leave feeling more confident and better than ever. So we've got a whole week of great activities, wonderful speakers, kind of arts and crafts and community service projects. We're really excited too. Google will be coming to do a day of coding workshops.
Wow, that's awesome.
We did a program with them last summer, kind of in the Wonder Woman coding parties that they were doing. They invited us to join the Girl Scouts and be part of that. And the girls really, really loved it. So they offered to come back and we're thrilled to have them. So that'll be a big perk.
Absolutely.
And that's really, that's it. It's a wonderful experience. I think that boosts all the girls' confidence. It's amazing to see the kind of transformation that happens almost instantly. That was one of the first things that I got to experience working for Girl Talk. It was kind of an orientation. And then I really got to see it in action, which was wonderful. They come in and they may be shy. Maybe their parents sign them up and they don't know why they're there or they don't want to be there. And by the end of the first day, they don't want to leave. And they've got amazing new friends that they never would have met. And it's just incredible.
Yeah, it's outstanding. I'm thinking about, we've thrown around words like leadership development and empowerment. And these are words, frankly, that I feel twofold. They're overused.
Yeah.
And you ask 10 people what empowerment means, you get 10 different answers. Mm. So, if you go to Amazon and you type those into this, you get thousands of titles that talk about these things. What is the Girl Talk philosophy behind leadership development? How do you see that? How do you define that as well as empowerment?
Yeah, so that's actually, I'm so glad that you asked that question. We just went through kind of a refresh of the Girl Talk brand. So the heart of the organization is very much the same about leadership development and empowerment and self-esteem and all of those things. But we've added a tagline for the first time, which is leadership defined. So it's under our logo. And that's the other thing is that there are so many different definitions that part of our project is explaining what that means. So to us, leadership is not just a position in a boardroom. It's not just being good at public speaking. It's not just, being the loudest person in the room, that it's something that is really all-encompassing, that it's, you may not think that a girl's self-esteem or body image or those kind of things that seem a little bit fluffier would go into leadership, but we really believe that it impacts your ability to be the best leader that you can and your ability to be confident. Mm-hmm. So that leadership defined is that you get to decide the kind of leader that you're going to be, what kind of skills and style belong to you and that are uniquely yours, and that you really kind of live those in your everyday life and everything that you do.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the beauty of what I think the real power behind empowerment is that it means a little something different to each individual, but our society tries to say, here's how you do that. And I think the goal here, if I'm understanding, your goal here is to empower them, to free them to kind of think about how they can work their way through this world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Am I on the right path there?
No, absolutely. I think one of our best leaders, they're all wonderful, and one of our best leaders, our scholarship winner from last year, that was something that she said in her application, that the way Girl Talk kind of helped her become who she is today was by showing her that she's a bit more shy and a bit more introverted, but she's a fantastic leader just because of that. Mm-hmm. She said that, you know, I didn't know a quiet leader could exist, but now I know that that's exactly who I am and the kind of leader that I am. Mm-hmm. And it really gave her permission to own that. And I think a lot of it, a lot of the mentorship and the kind of role model relationships and Girl Talk itself is really about giving girls permission to be the person that they are.
Right.
And to embrace that and to let that empower them, that it's something intrinsic to them.
So I imagine there's a number of different ways that people listening, if they're interested, can get involved with Girl Talk. Do you want to cover those with us?
Yes, absolutely. So, of course, starting a chapter, coming to camp are wonderful ways mm-hmm. to get involved, kind of get in the door. I think that's one of the great things about camp is that people who have never experienced Girl Talk before come to camp and then they leave and they say, I want this to continue. And, mm-hmm. and so they start a chapter. Like I said, that information's on our website. Additionally, we always need volunteers. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're a nonprofit, right? We need all the help we can get.
Right.
And we're very grateful for our volunteers. You can sign up to be a volunteer on our website as well. We offer year-long or year-round internships mm-hmm. for usually college students, but we also have, for this summer, some wonderful grad students who are focusing in nonprofit management, and even a couple of high schoolers who are kind of gaining a lot of really great professional experience. That application, we do them in the summer, fall, and spring, so mm-hmm. our next round will be for the fall, and that's really just submitting your cover letter and resume and telling us why you want to work with Girl Talk. And then, of course, donating, mm-hmm. right? So we love your support and we're mm-hmm. so grateful. And what we do wouldn't be possible without the support of our donors and partners. So individual donations are always accepted on Facebook, on our website, as well as corporate sponsors. Mm-hmm. So that information, our federal tax ID number.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
If your organization or employer matches gifts. And we also have sort of more structured partnership programs. So our national mission partner is 31 Gifts, which is a direct sales company that really is about empowering women to change their lives and take mm-hmm. control of their lives through having their own business, selling the 31 bags and lifestyle products. In addition to that, we have partnerships with Atrium Staffing, Mannheim Automotive, Natural Life, and Coca-Cola.
Oh, wow. That's a good group.
So, yeah.
And what if you're listening to this, and maybe you recovered this with the volunteer discussion, but what if you're listening and you say, I want to be a mentor for this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you get involved in that? Are there rules on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the one thing that is sometimes a little bit unclear is that we, of course, want all of our volunteers, adult volunteers, to be able to share their wisdom and be a mentor to the girls. And they can do that certainly through being an adult advisor or through volunteering at camp. But I think the key to Girl Talk is that it's really about the girls being the mentors, so that it's peer-led and peer-run.
Mm.
So the girls are kind of leading the charge, mm-hmm. if you will. But the adult advisors and mentors are there certainly to support the high school leaders and to kind of give them guidance and
right.
do the things that maybe the high schoolers aren't able to do yet, kind of facilitating community mm-hmm. service or giving them guidance when they're having trouble with their chapter.
Great stuff. Appreciate you sharing all that. And before we go, I'll give you a chance to share that again. Let's close on, I don't even know how to describe this, but I think it's an important time in our world that I think is relevant to what the kind of leaders that you're developing. I mean, as we record this, we're in the throes of the Me Too mm-hmm. and the Time's Up movement. I had the pleasure just 2 weeks ago of meeting the lady who invented the Me Too movement. And that was
wow.
a fascinating conversation. This is an important time for the work you're doing, because I think the ladies that you're helping now are going to hopefully move into a professional career in a different mm-hmm. world than has happened the last several generations.
Mm-hmm.
But the lessons you're teaching and the voice you're giving them, I think it's a very important development in this current era. Yeah? Any comment on that?
No, absolutely. I mean, I would say to both the Me Too and Time's Up movements and the, you know, Not One More, the March for Our Lives kind of thing that's being led by high schoolers.
Yeah.
All of those movements, I think it's really important that they're happening and that we're celebrating these girls and women using their voices and really celebrating, whether you agree with what they're saying or not, if it's a political commentary, celebrating the fact that they are speaking up for what they believe in, fighting for what they believe in mm-hmm. a lot of cases. And I think that's a wonderful example and something that we're absolutely trying to encourage.
Outstanding. Well, Catherine, it's been a real pleasure. So before I do let you go, one last time, should anyone have any questions on any of this, where do they go?
Absolutely. So mygirltalk.org is our website, mygirltalk.org. That's where you can go to find out information. You can send us questions, or if you need a more direct question or answer to your question, info@mygirltalk.org, and we can direct your question to the proper team member. You can always follow us on social media at Girl Talk Inc. on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We would love to see you there.
Outstanding. Catherine Carey, Communications and Digital Marketing Coordinator for Girl Talk Inc. Catherine, it's a real pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, Catherine Carey, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.